Perhaps the most fascinating data to come out of this analysis, however, which actually represents a reanalysis of E2100, is that if you look at patients who developed hypertension, patients who develop hypertension on bevacizumab have significantly better prognosis. They have significantly longer overall survival than patients who don't develop hypertension.
To what extent has this been looked at in other tumor types, particularly colon cancer?
So there's unpublished data in a variety of tumors that supports this. There actually, at this year's ASCO meeting, was an analysis of axitinib, which is a small molecule receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitor of VEGF, that looked across a broad array of trials in different diseases and brought all the patients together and said, what was your survival like if you had hypertension or if you didn't? They defined hypertension as any diastolic blood pressure greater than 90 at any time on the trial. Fascinating. And the answer was, if you developed hypertension, you had better overall survival than if you didn't.
Now, it's because they jogged on their way to clinic.
Well, so that's a great point. What does this mean? Is this, in essence, a pharmacokinetic endpoint? That's to say, some patients are getting more drug in than others. Or is it a pharmacodynamic endpoint? And that's to say, some people are more sensitive because that's the way they're wired. And Brian's Schneider's data might suggest this, to benefit from or respond to VEGF inhibition.
Is this comparable to sort of rash with EGFR inhibitors?
I think it's part of an emerging story. Actually, I think the EGFR inhibition is part of the story. I think, you know, as Joanne Mortimer has suggested with her paper suggesting that patients who have hot flashes do better.
Or that's the CYP2D6.
Have better survival. I think
just to jump in, I think that's quite an open story still.
I know it's an open story, but I think it's an emerging question. Is toxicity and benefit two sides of the same coin?
Chris, we always felt that hematologic toxicity would reflect chemotherapeutic benefit. It's not clear that that's true or not.
People whose LVEF drops after
was true.
We should probably clarify that this does not necessarily mean you increase the dose or treat
absolutely
hypertension
not.
Or not
yeah,
do
absolutely
anything
not.
Practically.
Yeah, absolutely not.